First, we have some motion where we're traveling to these individual podcast episodes. Each one is its own episode. It has its own topic and description. But then with each click, you can actually go through, and there's a little bit of bugs right now, but you can click through to each next podcast episode and you can close. And again, for some reason, the lighting up effect is a little strangely buggy right now with each episode, but you should be able to click through from one individual episode to the next. But this is exactly what I was going for with our interactive landing page or 3D landing page experience for listeners of the AI Marketing Navigator. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight repeating an experiment that led to one of my favorite episodes of the AI Marketing Navigator and has now led to my, probably again, my favorite episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. I'll be linking to that previous one in the show notes. It was called Building My Dream Landing Page with Claude 3.7 Sonnet and Replit. And I don't want to entirely spoil that episode or tonight's episode in that adventure for you, but definitely check out that previous one. It was a great one. I will say that we were met with partial success in that episode, so at least check it out so you can compare it to what we were able to do in tonight's demo. Anyway, that episode inspired tonight's episode where we are again repeating that endeavor, but this time we are going to use Gemini 2.5 Pro, the latest model from Google's Gemini family, along with Cursor, the very popular AI-powered code editor. Again, we did a quick episode on Gemini 2.5 Pro as well when it was announced and launched back in March, just over a week or so ago now. I'll link to that one in the show notes as well. We go through all the technical details and specifications of the model, particularly its very impressive context window, which we'll see here when we hop into our test of the Google AI Studio. We're going to see that 1 million token context window. And that's actually why I wanted to try it in tonight's episode as our AI model kind of guiding our development, because I think it's a bit more well-equipped to tackle our prompt with this 3D model and this 3D interactive user experience. We'll see. For some reason, when we recorded our episode about 2.5 Pro, I didn't think to do this demo then. I think it must have been the fog of having that nasty cold or something like that. Like I said, we didn't do much of a demo of Gemini 2.5 Pro's capabilities, but there has been a great deal of buzz, I dare say hype, about Gemini 2.5 Pro's coding capabilities in particular and its ability to quote-unquote vibe code things. So for tonight, we are essentially going to repeat that same test that we threw at Claude 3.7 Sonnet and Replit with Gemini 2.5 Pro and Cursor, where we're going to try and build an interactive 3D landing page using whatever 3D web tech or tech stack the model deems necessary, probably 3JS or something like that, which is another viral AI coding topic right now, the use of that framework or that library to do 3D gaming and web development, which I think are probably at the forefront of the vibe coding movement in general right now, gaming in particular. Anyway, what we tried to do in our previous experiment was build an interactive landing page using 3D web development themed to our AI Marketing Navigator podcast, our futuristic space explorer vibe. And I think we eventually made it, you know, about halfway there to a good concept in that previous episode. And again, at risk of spoiling that one for you guys, once we got Replit involved, we were able to get something that was closer to what we imagined when we had Claude 3.7 or Claude working within. But again, it didn't quite get us all the way there, although it was somewhat limited testing. Okay, so for tonight, what I did is I went right to Claude. I asked Claude to help me build a prompt to give to Gemini 2.5 Pro. And I kind of decided to approach it a little bit differently. I asked Claude to write the prompt, and then I decided to have Gemini 2.5 Pro write a very detailed specification for this landing page for this project, for the guide or the guide on how to build it, the step-by-step process. And as you'll see in the demo in a second, once I realized that we couldn't do a preview or a canvas or something like that within the Google AI Studio like we could when we were testing this previously with Claude and Replit, that's when I decided to incorporate Cursor in our test tonight and use that as kind of our environment to build out this tool, much like we did with Replit in our previous test. So essentially tonight, I thought we'd try and build something where basically the user is looking from the point of view of like the cockpit of a ship flying through space, and the mouse can kind of be used to steer and navigate the ship or something like that. A bit more challenging even than we were going for last time, But hey, why not swing for the fences and see what Gemini 2.5 Pro is going to be able to do for us? Anyway, so I had Claude, again, write out kind of a description, a prompt of this, then asked Gemini 2.5 Pro to actually kind of write the documentation. Just as a little bit of a refresher, remember, you can either access Gemini 2.5 Pro through the Gemini app, the paid advanced app, or the Google AI Studio. And for some reason, I don't even know why, it's not even based in Logic. I trust the AI Studio more. It's not as easy an interface, and I think we'll probably have to do an entire episode just on the AI Studio in and of itself. But it feels, again, this is probably totally in my head, but it feels like I'm getting the more unfiltered, more raw version of the model, less in between me and the model when I'm using the AI Studio. So again, I doubt there's anything really behind that other than my own little conspiracy about the AI Studio being more intelligent or more powerful. Anyway, let's hop into the demo. You can check out where we started in Google AI Studio and how we brought it over into Cursor and where we ended up for the night with building our dream landing page, again, an interactive 3D landing page over the course of just one evening. So anyway, check out the demo. Hope you enjoy. Alex, take it away. Okay, and here we have our Google AI Studio. Again, I think we're going to do an entire episode where we dive into all of the details of the AI Studio here. The last time we were here, we tested out the native image generation, the Gemini 2.0 Flash image generation model here. And it was absolutely mind-blowing. They got there before ChatGPT did. ChatGPT, as usual, kind of dominated the marketing aspect of it and went a bit more viral. But the Gemini Flash native image generation and editing is equally as impressive, if not more so. I thought it was a little bit quicker and more natural, just in our comparison of the two here on the show. Anyway, here we are within the studio. I've got my prompt here from Claude, where I'm asking the Gemini 2.5 Pro model to build up our webpage. First, give itself some documentation, give itself a really nice, rich reference to build off of. And I wanted to have Gemini do that because it had this massive context window. And as I had Claude writing out all these examples and all this documentation, I was pretty sure we were going to hit a limit or a token limit at some point within Claude. So I thought, hey, why not just bring the entire thing within Gemini here, within the 2.5 Pro model, have it write its own kind of guide to how it's going to build this app, have it make its own plan, as it were, and see how that goes. So let's go ahead and run this. And at the risk of abusing another viral term, let's see if we can vibe code up a little bit of a 3D experience here. What we're trying to accomplish with our 3D experience before we dive in here. Okay, and this is exactly what I wanted to have the model do here for itself, kind of plan out what it needed to do, give itself some examples and maybe even the code that it plans on using, but just kind of separate the planning from the execution of the project, maybe have a little bit more success. So we're going to let this continue to run, and then we're going to ask it to go ahead and build our landing page and see if we're able to accomplish it. One thing that I really loved, I gave the prompt the fact that this is based on our AI Marketing Navigator podcast, and it came up with the idea to have navigable podcast episodes within our experience to kind of navigate to as the user. So really love that idea. And again, if it's able to kind of get us close to our ideal vision here, then I'll be blown away. If it's also able to incorporate the podcast episodes as explorable elements, which would, again, go above and beyond. So a couple of other reasons I really like running in the Google AI Studio here is you get that nice timer on the prompt. So it's finished our documentation or our plan. But as I was saying, it gives you the time on the prompt too. So we're just at about 160 seconds. So just about 2 to 3 minutes on our runtime there for developing our guide anyway. A couple other things before we have it actually run our build. You can see the token count that is being taken up in the context window. We've hit 16, almost 17,000 of our 1 million. So still plenty of memory to kind of build off of, which is what I was going for. And then there's a variety of other options and settings here that we will definitely get into in our Google AI Studio dedicated episode. Okay, let's go ahead and have Gemini 2.5 Pro try and build this project that it has written its own guide for. One other thing you can do here is expand to view the thoughts of the model, and they're pretty intense if you can try and keep up with them here, but another cool feature of the studio here as well. Oh, and look at me, I'm very spoiled already in my AI usage. I'm thinking here that the Google AI Studio is just going to crank out a little preview of our app or our landing page here for us, like we were able to do with Claude 3.7 Sonnet with their artifact, as well as within Replit when we were testing this our initial time. But we can't do that here in the studio. We should be able to do it within the actual Gemini app with their canvas. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take the really well thought out, well reasoned guide that was written in Gemini 2.5 Pro. By the way, we've hit about 30,000 of our 1 million token count here. So again, just incredible context window that you're working with within 2.5 Pro here. Okay, anyway, so I'm going to take our guide here, and I'm actually going to bring this over into the Gemini app and see if we're able to crank something out in the canvas. Plan B will be to incorporate Cursor tonight instead of Replit and try and build something locally within Cursor using the guide from Gemini 2.5 Pro. So, okay, let's hop over into Gemini Advanced. I'm going to do my best to feed it this prompt here, and we'll see if we're able to create something with 2.5 Pro in the Gemini app, the Gemini Advanced app. Okay, so we have our absolutely massive prompt, our guide prompt from Gemini 2.5 Pro into Gemini Advanced here. We've enabled Canvas. Let's see what happens when we try and submit this, and we'll see if the app can whip something up with Canvas here for us. Okay, so we have our Canvas opened up now. It's trying to build out our project, starting with the HTML structure. So we'll continue to just let this run, and we'll see how far Gemini 2.5 Pro is able to take this within the canvas of the app here. Okay, so no luck there. Anyway, we are gonna try and whip this up in Cursor and see if we can do any better. And using the coding knowledge of Gemini 2.5 Pro and its guide, we're gonna see if we can build it out in Cursor, which I believe also has access to 2.5 Pro now as its model. So hopefully Gemini 2.5 Pro will still be able to help us get to a 3D experience here in tonight's demo. Okay, and this is just amazing, Navigators. This is why I love the time that we're living in so much. Literally, all I did was I asked, in this case, Gemini 2.5 Pro to give me step-by-step instructions of how to bring its guide, its project guide, into Cursor and build this out locally. And it did just that. In the past, whenever I've done any testing or development within Cursor, whether it's for the show or otherwise, I've just asked Claude to give me instructions and guide me through the process. In this case, I just asked Gemini 2.5 Pro. And what's amazing is we only ran into one simple error after, again, following step-by-step instructions, building out this project structure that you're seeing right here if you're watching along on video. And it may look complex, but I literally just copied and pasted the files from Gemini 2.5 Pro in its guide. And I just created the folders and files that it directed me to. Anybody could accomplish this, certainly anybody who finds themselves watching this video. Anyway, back to what I was saying, what's so amazing is we ran into one small error with the location of a file, and I just fed it right into the agent here in the composer and Cursor. And I copied the line from the code. I said, I got this error. That's what you're seeing up in the upper right-hand corner. I also made sure that the agent was equipped with the Gemini 2.5 Pro experimental model. And I just fired off this simple statement. I got this error. And in a matter of seconds, it just walked me through all the things that it found about the error. And it went on and fixed the error. And boom, it was able to solve the problem that we had. And we now have a somewhat rough example, but pretty incredible given what we were able to do in such a short amount of time. And I'm going to take this and iterate on it a little bit more here tonight for our demo's purposes. But I wanted to show you and step in here, show you where we got. I'm basically one-shotting this with Gemini 2.5 Pro, copying and pasting it into Cursor and firing it up locally. We were actually able to get what you're seeing now, which again, like I said, looks pretty rough as far as like a landing page goes and you know, text and copy and stuff. But if you can see here, I'm controlling this movement through our space, our universe, our AI marketing navigator universe with our mouse. And there's a little bit of, you know, ambient motion going on in the background. Now, if you remember our early test with the Replit in Claude 3.7, we were able to get something that looked like this, but nothing that had this kind of, you know, interactivity, which is what I was going for. And this again was just off of our first shot here with Gemini 2.5 Pro. We can go, by the looks of it, 360 degrees. We're going to try and see if we can get all the way back to our colored orbs. Yep, 360 degrees through our little universe here. Again, there's a couple things that I want to tighten up as far as an actual landing page goes. Adding some actual styling. There's some things with the interactivity that we don't quite have with like the actual motion through space. And I'm getting some ideas just with these planets, or I believe they're the kind of the episodes or whatever we were going for. Getting some ideas to like navigate to each one, and or at least maybe take the user to each one and give them the option to click. Again, I almost hate to say it, but this is, you know, this is the definition of vibe coding and probably vibe marketing, and it's definitely fun. So anyway, okay, I'm gonna try and tighten this up a little bit just by asking Gemini 2.5 Pro to kind of do just that, tighten it up a little bit. I'm gonna ask it to add some styling for our copy on our page, and maybe do something a little bit more high tech or a little bit more high visual fidelity with the animation. I guess we'll just see what we vibe out with Gemini 2.5 Pro here. in a second. Okay, you guys, I honestly had to cut myself short. I have been working on this for way too long now, but having way too much fun. And I was definitely able to get it to a little bit nicer of a spot, closer to what I imagined the experience being, much, much closer than what I imagined to what I imagined the experience being than what we were able to replicate in the past when we were not using, for one, Gemini 2.5 Pro and two, Cursor. So those are the kind of the new tools, not the new tools, but the tools we're combining tonight in our new version of this experiment. And we had a lot of success for just one evening of toying around in here. Let's go ahead and show you guys what we can see here. As soon as you enter into our little model, first we have some motion where we're traveling to these individual podcast episodes. Each one is its own episode. It has its own topic and description. You can listen to a demo audio file right now. There's nothing actually populated there. But then with each click, you can actually go through, and there's a little bit of bugs right now. For some reason, you can only do so when it's lit up, but you can click through to each next podcast episode, and you can close. And again, for some reason, the lighting up effect is a little strangely buggy right now with each episode, but you should be able to click through from one individual episode to the next. And you can imagine doing this for a series of episodes, or, you know, 300 plus episodes, which is what we have. And it would be pretty intense, if even impossible, who knows. But this is exactly what I was going for with our interactive landing page, or 3D landing page experience, for listeners of the AI Marketing Navigator. And I think for our one night challenge here, Gemini 2.5 Pro and Cursor have absolutely knocked this one out of the park. And like I said, I'm having way too much fun. I'm going to be messing with this much more in the near future. So we'll be doing more vibe coding and vibe marketing. Again, I've fallen into the trap of using those terms way too much in this episode, but we'll be doing much more of it in the future. That does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.